approximately 12:45 this afternoon. I suppose that's the hour it began. 12:41, I believe, was one of the earliest moments I remember having heard a mention on the police radio of something that sounded as if it might have great import. I was not aware of what it actually was, but the tone of their voices indicated that something had happened Dallas police had been striving so hard to prevent. Chief Curry himself, in advance of the president's visit to Dallas, had said that every effort would be made to prevent any untoward incident, anything that might embarrass or harm the president, from happening in Dallas. Extra special precautions were being made due to the fact that something embarrassing had happened during the recent visit of U.N. Ambassador Adlai Stevenson. But in spite of their efforts, the President John F. Kennedy has been assassinated. Ted Cassidy, you have information.
There's another report. We have so many conflicting reports, you aren't sure which to believe, so you must say that each is an unofficial one until it's officially confirmed by sources from the White House or officially in Washington. But the FBI, it is said by those close to this source of information, have much more information about the assassin and about the shooting than they're willing to divulge at the moment. Travis Lynn and a WFAA mobile news unit is ready with another report.
Ted Cassidy has been in the Communication Center newsroom almost from the start. When was the hour that you first learned of the assassination of the president?
John, I heard your bulletin delivered this morning. I can't recall the exact time.
It was slightly after the noon hour. It was about 12:40, somewhere along there. I forgot myself.
The first bulletin that you delivered occurred. Yes, that's right. And then Travis Lynn, who was standing by at Market Hall, where the president was to speak, and then leave for Austin for the dinner, which, of course, has been canceled for tonight. Travis, naturally, was unaware that this had taken place in downtown Dallas. And following your announcement that three shots had been fired, and of course in that bulletin there was no word whether the shots had found a mark.
Yes, we didn't know at that time.
But then Travis, in his report, said that we continued to wait for him. Of course, it wasn't but a minute, or perhaps 2 minutes, before the word had spread across our communications network so that we all knew about it. My first reaction was somebody probably has been shooting a gun into the air to command attention.
Some people thought it was a firecracker and things like that. We can now have a further report from Walter Evans and Travis Lynn. A few newsmen will come in, please. McDonald and the suspect sprawled over a seat in the theater. McDonald's face was slashed, and police said it was a 4-inch gash. The suspect was then seized.
Something more on the building. In the room where it is suspected the assassin lay in wait, police said they found the remains of fried chicken and paper on the fifth floor.
Yeah, we had that report earlier, but there may be those who have not heard it. On the fifth
floor, indicates that the sniper apparently had been there for a while.
Fifth floor of a vacant warehouse near Commerce and Houston Streets.
They have a man under arrest by the name of Oswald, 5'9", weighing about 160. Blonde hair, bald, dressed in ragged-looking trousers and a sports shirt.
He is the one they captured on West Jefferson, right?
The report from Rome, of course, is that there will be a good deal of attention given on the network radio and television networks. And in fact, in Great Britain, both television and radio, I think it's Great Britain, it's one of the countries of Europe, have gone off the air altogether.
Well, Ted, I heard that the video portion of their television broadcast on the BBC had been eliminated, and that the audio was continuing with the appropriate music. Possibly radio has gone off altogether, I'm not sure, but as far as BBC television, just the video portion has been canceled.
Here is Travis Lynn with a further report. In New York, former President Dwight Eisenhower has remarked that the assassination of President Kennedy was a despicable act. The former president said that from his suite at a hotel in New York. I quote him now, "I share the sense of shock and dismay that all Americans feel at the despicable act that resulted in the death of our nation's president. Mrs. Eisenhower and I also join with all other citizens in expressing our personal grief and prayerful concern to Mrs. Kennedy and all other members of the family." That's former President Dwight Eisenhower speaking in New York on the assassination of John Kennedy. To the knowledge of WFAA News, all civic and sporting events scheduled for this evening in Dallas have been canceled. Let me repeat that. Every civic and sporting event scheduled for this evening in Dallas have been canceled. That is the report to the best of our knowledge. Stay tuned to WFAA. We'll bring you specific details throughout the afternoon and evening. There was to be a football game between Yale and Harvard. They're now considering postponing, for at one time, the late President Kennedy was a football player at Harvard. Here is further news on the cancellation of the civic and sporting activities. The Crystal Charity Ball has been canceled due to the death of President John Kennedy. All proceeds received to this date will be given to the Children's Medical Center as a memorial to the late President Kennedy. And that's signed Mrs. Burwell J. Thompson, the chairman of the Crystal Charity Ball. There'll be a number of these announcements, we feel sure, as the day wears on. In Tyler, Bob Murdoch has surveyed the scene from the East Texas Agricultural Council. Our farm and ranch reporter Murray Cox was in touch with Bob only moments ago, and here's how Tyler looks at this event.